Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Let's get you caught up on what you might have missed over the weekend, and we'll start with cross country. The Cindy teams finished 1-2 in the Conference Indiana meet at the Laverne Gibson course in Terre Haute on Saturday. It was the South Panthers winning the girls and boys team titles. South's Ian Shaw took home the title for the boys. And for the girls, it was North's Grace Williams. The team title went to Bloomington South for the first time ever in Conference Indiana action. So congratulations to Larry Williams' crew. South, ranked number 8, had 38 points to defeat number 11 Bloomington North by 25. South also had all 5 runners finish all conference, which means they finished in the top 12. Panther runner Ian Shaw was the boys' champ. He outkicked last year's champ Drew Warren from North, winning by almost 21 seconds. South had top 10 finishes from Will Zinkin, who finished 7th. Jacob Wisniewski was 9th. Cody Pullen 10th. And Jack Gillard 11th, all finishing all conference. The North boys had Isaiah Hollers finish 4th, Paul Rushton was 15th, and Jake Talbert 16th. South girls had all 5 of their scorers finish in the top 17. Freshman Aviv Haggart led the Panthers. She finished 3rd, while Todora Galuska came in 6th. Madison McMullen made it 3 Panthers in the top 10 as she finished 9th. Katrina Tan was 14th, while freshman Josie Lobring was 17th. Grace Williams dominated the girls' race as she picked up her individual championship by 25 seconds as she led the Cougars team to a second-place finish. She was joined in the top 10 by Maya Haggerty, who finished 7th. Alexa Gebhardt and Bella Farmer finished 15th and 16th as Abby Armstrong rounded up the scoring in 18th place. So a very tight girls' race, which saw South win the championship by just 8 points. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indianapolis Colts had a 13-3 lead halfway through the fourth quarter yesterday at home, Lucas Oil Stadium, looking for their first win of the season, and they lost 16-13 in overtime. Well, that's just kind of how it's been here in the first 2 weeks of the 2017 season. The Colts defense had played great for 3.5 quarters, forgot to close out the game. The Colts offense that did enough to keep their defense off the field most of the second half, couldn't get any major first downs or kill the game off. Veteran players made bad decisions. Young players made worse decisions. And that, folks, how you get to be 0-2. All the great talk about new quarterback Jacoby Brissett did this, did that, did everything else. He was 20 of 37 for 216 yards and probably threw the worst interception you'll ever see in a football game in overtime, which allowed the Cardinals to kick a game-winning field goal. You want the backup quarterback? You got the backup quarterback. This is the same quarterback that led the Colts to 10 points on their first 2 drives and only 3 points the rest of the game. You think the quarterback position is solved? Frank Gore and the rushing attack had 29 carries for not even 80 yards. The line was turned inside and out all day long by a bad defense. Carson Palmer threw for 332 on just 19 completions. The Colts secondary, although it's young and could improve and get better, couldn't slow down Jared Goff in week 1 and couldn't slow down veteran Carson Palmer in week 2. If you can't stop young quarterbacks and you can't stop old quarterbacks, who are you going to stop? Penalties killed them. Veteran linemen penalties. Young guys in the secondary penalties. Young guys on special teams penalties. 2 weeks, 2 games, 2 disasters. The Colts are 0-2, welcoming Cleveland in next week. Terry joins me in the zone tonight from 6 to 7:45. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.